How would you like to hear this on the screen instead of the great show you came to see? That's what you sound like. Honest. Please cooperate and do your part in keeping this theater quiet so everyone, including you, can enjoy it. Remember, lots of adults and kids, too, paid admission to enjoy the show. We must insist on absolute quiet.
Welcome back to Napalm Nanny in the Shack. I am your host, the one, the only Napalm Nanny. And for this week's episode, I wanted to highlight an absolute gem that deserves a spotlight and then some, the magnificent guitarist, the Duchess. So Norma Jean Wooford crossed paths with Bo Diddley in the late 1950s, and Bo would go on to teach Norma Jean how to play guitar, specifically how to emulate his sound on electric guitar. And as Bo always had one female member in the band since 1957, in 1961, when the previous guitarist Peggy Jones left, Norma Jean would take her place. So this began Norma Jean's extraordinary music career during the early and mid-1960s, and she was introduced as Bo's sister, with Bo claiming to be her brother to protect her while they toured. So she played in the band till 1966 and carved her place in the music industry. She demanded attention on stage with minimal effort on her behalf. She was a tall and stunning black woman with a flattering bouffant and dripped with style, usually wearing a skin-tight lamé dress or black leather pants and her custom Gretsch electric guitar. She balanced playing guitar, hitting every dance move along with their backup singers, and singing backup vocals. And if this isn't impressive enough, she also managed Bo's money, as she was a band member that Bo trusted. So the Duchess appeared on several albums recorded for Chess's Checkers label. Albums such as Bo Diddley, Bo Diddley and Company, Hey Good Lookin', and 500% More Man, to name a few. Even Eric Burdon from The Animals paid tribute to her in the Animal song, The Story of Bo Diddley. And before I ramble on, here's this week's playlist. Enjoy. Another guitar legend that is often overlooked is Link Wray. So Wray started his music career in 1955 as a member of Lucky Wray and the Palomino Ranch Hands. And by the end of 1955, the group relocated just outside of Washington, D.C., where the band made do with local musicians, and the results made it to vinyl as an EP on the local K label and Starday Records in Texas. But by 1958, the band's dynamic drastically changed. Wray would lose a lung due to TB during his tour in the Korean War. So with one lung down, Ray's doctor suggested that Vernon, another bandmate, do all the vocalizing. So this misfortune in his health led him to expand his guitar skills, creating one instrumental song after another. His most popular and well-known instrumental song being Rumble. This song is only in existence because someone had asked him to play a stroll during a performance at a local record hop. Seeing that he didn't know of any, he made Rumble on the spot. Despite being banned from being played on the radio for supposedly promoting teenage gang warfare, the song jumped to number 16 on the national charts. And Link Wray's follow-up to Rumble was another unforgettable instrumental, Rawhide. And besides being the king of power chords, Legend has it that Ray poked a pencil through his amplifier to achieve the groundbreaking fuzz tone. It was his innovative playing that would inspire other musicians, such as Pete Townshend from The Who. And it is through his guitar skills that we can also find blueprints for other genres like thrash and heavy metal. And his work would be further immortalized through films like Pulp Fiction, Pink Flamingos, and the remake of Breathless. And before I lose myself in this trivia, here's the rest of the playlist.
We'll be right back.
And that's it for me this week. And per usual, I only ever scratch the surface on these topics. And if there's ever anything you'd want me to research or theme an episode after, reach out to me on Instagram and Twitter under Napalm Nanny in the Shack. And I can't say this enough. Thank you so much for the support. I am beyond grateful and humbled to have you listen in. So thank you. So till next week, I am your host, the one, the only Napalm Nanny. Stay safe out there, guys.